that unexpected trick, Geppetto felt sadder than ever before in his life.
"Pinocchio, you wicked boy," he cried out. "You're not yet finished, and you already disobey your poor old father."
And he wiped away a tear. The legs and feet still had to be made. As soon as they were done, Geppetto received a sharp kick on the tip of his nose.
"I deserve it. I should have thought of this before I made him. Now it's too late."
He took hold of the puppet under the arms and put him on the floor to teach him to walk. Pinocchio's legs were so stiff that he could not move them. And Geppetto held his hand and showed him how to put one foot after the other. When his legs were limbered up, Pinocchio started walking by himself and ran all around the room. He came to the open door, and with one leap, he was out into the street. Away he flew. Poor Geppetto ran after him, but was unable to catch him, for Pinocchio ran in leaps and bounds, his two wooden feet as they beat on the stones of the street, making as much noise as 20 peasants in wooden shoes.
"Catch him! Catch him!"
Geppetto kept shouting, but the people in the street, seeing a wooden puppet running like the wind, stood still to stare and to laugh until they cried. At last a policeman came, hearing the clatter. From afar, Pinocchio saw the policeman and tried to escape by running between his legs, but failed dismally. The policeman grabbed him by his ridiculous long nose and returned him to Mr. Geppetto, who wanted to pull his ears to punish him. Think how he felt when he could not find any ears. In his haste, he had forgotten to make them. All he could do was to seize Pinocchio by the back of his neck and take him home. As he was doing so, he shook him two or three times and said to him angrily,
"We are going home now. When we get home, then we'll settle things."
Pinocchio, on hearing this, threw himself on the ground and refused to take another step. A crowd soon gathered round them.
"Poor puppet," called out one man. "I'm not surprised he doesn't want to go home. Geppetto might beat him. He's so mean and cruel."
So much was said that the policeman let Pinocchio go and decided to take poor Geppetto to prison. As they walked to prison, the old man whimpered,